1-800-245-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Ed Griffin, and I've known Ed for 45 long years. He's a gentleman. He's an honest man. He's one of the people you can consistently trust, you know, for doing the right thing and for not compromising his principles. Well, of course, Ed recently put out a directive, a warning. He and Aaron Russo, who had produced the video from Freedom to Fascism, had put out a warning and concern about a recent executive order issued by the President of the United States. And I'm going to let Ed tell you about this and why he's concerned. He'll be with us for not too long, but long enough to express his feeling that we have to do something, else we will soon be a dictatorship. People say it can't happen here, and I would simply ask why. If God is just, do you think he's going to allow us to continue doing everything we can to destroy his handiwork? Well, Ed Griffin, thanks so much for being with us, and you pick up the story.
Well, thanks, Stan, for inviting me. You're quite right. It's not going to take a lot of time to cover this very important issue. Last week, Aaron Russo and I issued an email alert regarding an executive order that was signed on July 17 by President Bush. We thought it was extremely important because as we read the wording of that executive order, it authorized the president to block the personal property of anyone in the United States who opposes his Middle East foreign policy. Now, that's a mouthful right there, and we posted the document, the executive order, to our website, and of course anybody can find it. It's easy to locate on Google. Just look up the executive order and type in the word Bush and type in July 17 or whatever the parameters are, and that will take you right to the website that we referred to and is posted to our email announcement, and it comes right from the White House itself. And now, it's true that when you read the document, it doesn't quite say it the way I said it a moment ago, which is that it was designed to block the personal property of anyone who opposes the president's foreign policy. It doesn't come quite out that bluntly and say that. And, you know, it's couched in nice political terms and using phrases that ring nice to the ear, make you feel all cozy and warm, because what they say is that they're trying to preserve the peace process in the Middle East. They're trying to promote the stabilization of Iraq, and they're saying that they're only going after people who pose a threat or serious risk of a threat to that peace process and the stabilization of Iraq. Well, that's all very well and good. Gee, who wants to oppose the peace process or the stabilization? The question is, who is to decide what that process is? And as a consequence of that, we did receive some response from well-intentioned people, and some of them rather well-known in the movement, who said, no, the executive order didn't really say that at all. And if you read it, they say that there's no way that they could take the property of American citizens. And there was one rather well-known constitutional attorney that sent out an email in rebuttal to ours, and he ended with the statement. He said, to assert that those protesting the war subjects those protesters to seizures of their property is groundless, he said. Well, I could hardly believe my eyes when I read that. So I went back, and I thought it through. I said, did we make a mistake? Are we jumping the gun here? Because that's easy to do sometimes. I went back and I studied that document again, and boy, I am not convinced by this blanket of composure that they were trying to put on the American people. A reading of the executive order itself points to a contrary interpretation. It points to exactly the interpretation that that I said it did. Now, it may be true, as this one attorney said, that there was a list attached to the executive order, that he tried to say that that executive order only applied to a list of names that was attached to the executive order, but which wasn't published to the public with the executive order. Now, that may be true or may be not be true, I don't know. But if it is, that does not mean that the list cannot be expanded at any time to include more names and more names, and thousands of names or tens of thousands of names. So if we go to the executive order itself, it describes whose property may be blocked. We're talking about taking your property so that you cannot have access to it. We're talking about your bank account. We're talking about your home, your automobile, anything that may be considered to be property. So what does this document say about who can have their property blocked? And here it is. And I'm reading directly from the document. It says, any person. I'll stop right there and repeat it. Any person. It doesn't say any person on a list. It says any person determined to have committed or to pose a significant risk of committing an act of violence that has the effect of threatening the peace or stability of Iraq or undermining the efforts to promote economic reconstruction in that area. Now, that's about as clear as you can get on any person. That can mean you or me. But now, to have committed or to pose a significant risk of committing an act of violence, who is that? Well, certainly not us, because we haven't posed, we haven't committed any act of violence and don't intend to do so. But what does this phrase mean, significant risk of committing an act of violence? Who would that be? Well, you know, in case you haven't noticed, the trend of all collectivist governments over the past couple of decades has been to embrace the principle of what they call preemptive punishment. In other words, political scientists, working closely with government-funded psychiatrists, have created the myth that it's possible to determine who will commit crimes in the future. Now, they say they can do this by studying everyone's school records, their voting records, their reading habits, the organizations they support, the political parties they're in, and other metrics, you know.
Hold that thought, Ed. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Ed Griffin. And Ed, you go right ahead.
Yes, Dan, I was just talking about the trend that's so obvious in all the collectivist governments in the world over the past few decades, and certainly our own government is included in that category. And the trend is that there are social scientists, politicians, and psychiatrists that sort of formed a little clique to create the myth that it's possible to determine who is going to commit crimes in the future. And they say they can do this by looking at everyone's school records, their voting records, their reading habits. They want to see what kind of books you check out of the library, the organizations you support, what political parties you belong to, what you say on the internet, what websites you visit. They monitor all of that, and a myriad of other metrics for determining your personal preferences and beliefs. Now, there's no doubt, in my mind at least, that tabulations of this kind can lead to valid statistical predictions with some limited usefulness, but they can never identify who exactly will fall within the expectations and who will not. They deal with numbers only. And I think it's an affront to common sense and a travesty of justice to punish people for crimes they did not commit, but which some social scientist or politician says they probably will. This is a real special horror when the cloak of science is used not to reduce crime, but to single out political dissidents and then define their thoughts as criminal behavior. So who poses a significant risk of committing acts of violence, as this executive order says? Who is at risk of committing acts of violence? And the answer is whoever the president says is, whoever the president decides to add to the list. That's the reality that we're facing. And so we repeat what we said in that initial e-blast, that email that we sent out to all of our subscribers, and that is that this executive order is about as serious as it gets. There have been many assaults on our freedom recently, but none with such totality and finality as this one. I think we must draw the line in the sand on this issue. And I believe that the American people must rediscover their indignation. They have to get off their couches and send a tsunami of protest to Washington. I don't think there's any need to explain why this is important. It's self-evident. And there's nothing that can be said that would be more motivating than the stark possibility of a police state in which citizens lose their property if they disagree with the leader. Of course, we all know that in Nazi Germany and in the German language, you translate the leader, the words they use are der Führer. And that's really what we're looking at today. So what did we suggest you do? I think that there are three things that need to be done, and that was the purpose of our email. First, send your congressmen and senators a short but explicit message to the effect that you expect them to introduce or support fast-track legislation to rescind the executive order. We've only got a few days left to do that. Congress can rescind it. The executive order becomes effective 30 days after it's signed. Congress can reverse that. And the other thing I believe is that we should call for the impeachment of the president now. And you can go on your internet and find out the contact information for your senators and your congressmen, and that's certainly the first thing you can do. Now, I'm not convinced that just sending notes of protest to congressmen and senators is the total answer, because it's not. These guys have been sitting there in Washington letting these things happen, and in some cases participating in these things themselves. So they're not really on our side, but I think we can impress them with this tsunami of protest and put the fear of God into them, let them know that there are millions of people out there watching what they're doing. But that's not enough. The next thing I would suggest is to compile a list of every organization, every publication, every journalist, website, talk show host, and community leader who has any kind of a following at all, who understands the significance of this executive order, and send it to us. And I'll give the email address there for that, because we want to get everybody into a communications hub for a national coalition of protest and activism on this issue. The email, I'm almost regretting that I did this, but it was one of my private emails, which now is pretty well loaded. You'd be surprised at how much mail we're getting in. But anyway, here it is. It's ge.griffin, that's G-R-I-F-F-I-N, at verizon.net. So that's ge.griffin at verizon.net. Send us a list of these publications and other journalists and leaders who have a following, so we can get them all tied together, hopefully, in this project. And third, send a copy of this message of what I'm talking about to everyone on your list, to everyone you know. I think we should drop everything else and do this now, because time is so important. So anyway, that's my message, Stan. With those people who do send in lists to our email address that I gave, I apologize in advance for saying that I won't be able to engage in correspondence, but I certainly do appreciate your participating in this. And I just want to thank you all in advance for becoming part of this Coalition for Freedom. That's my message, Stan, and thanks for having me on.
And thank you for taking the time to be with us. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that we have an administration that is not truthful. I mean, the president has said how many times we do not authorize torture, and yet, of course, he knows that they authorize waterboarding and other forms of torture. And, of course, recently, Major General Tacuba, he was the highest-ranking Philippine general in the military, who was asked to investigate what happened at Abu Ghraib prison, and was ordered not to investigate this fully, to leave it at the myth that they want to tell you there are a few irresponsible enlisted people who had committed this crime, and they were put in prison, and we had nothing to worry about. It was all over. But when Major General Tacuba investigated, he found this went all the way up to the very Pentagon itself. And it went into the Pentagon, the authorization for torture, it went into the White House. And he told Seymour Hersh, who wrote an article for the New Yorker, that Tacuba, the Major General, had two choices. One was to lie and put out the official Army story that it had all happened locally, it was the irresponsible enlisted people. And if he did lie, if he did what he was told to do, if he did what he was ordered to do, why, of course, if it was ever discovered, his career would be over. Or he could tell the truth and automatically end his military career, because you are not allowed to tell the truth when you're a high-ranking general. You know, if you do and you embarrass those above you, why, your career ends. Well, he decided to tell the truth. He kept his oath to honor, duty, honor, country. That is the slogan of West Point. Duty, honor, country. There are very, very few of our high-ranking military officials who will do what is right today, who will not sacrifice everything and lie and deceive. But Major General Tacuba could not do that. He told the truth, and he told about the torture and the permission for torture, the orders for torture that went right into the Pentagon. Of course, they go into the CIA. It's all part of a CIA operation, the dark side of our government. And certainly the president is well aware of what's going on. And if he is well aware and will authorize torture, is there any man's property or life in America that's safe? And this is the tragedy where we face today. How does the government feel about Christians? Well, you only have to read the terrorist report that was circulated, I believe, in 1999 by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Phoenix, Arizona branch, to all the members of the local anti-terrorist task force. We have it posted up on my webpage. You can pull it down and read it, or you want a better copy, we can get one for you. But basically, they said you can tell a Christian because he talks about the last days. Why? He talks about the Constitution. Those are the things that will help you to identify terrorists. Now, there are also things that are listed that might put you into the position of being a member or sympathetic with the Aryan Nations. No mention at all of Islamic terrorism, though they knew Islamic terrorism was a threat, but they pointed directly at Christians, the Christian Identity Movement, and those people who believe that these were the latter days, which, of course, most Christians do. But they've been thinking about that for hundreds of years. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that is what the FBI is really investigating today. And, of course, they do not respect the American citizenship. We've seen this with the imprisonment of Padilla, who is a Muslim American who converted to the Muslim faith and was asked to become an informant for the government. And when he refused, he was arrested, tortured, put into solitary confinement for 3 years, denied the right to habeas corpus, which you can't do legally. But you see, we have people who don't believe in the Constitution, who have a different agenda, because they worship a different God. And what God do they worship? I can only suggest you go to William H. Kennedy's website, williamhkennedy.com, and see the pictures of the Skull and Bones initiation, where the initiates bow before Lucifer as they swear. These were actually filmed surreptitiously at the Skull and Bones headquarters at Yale University. And you remember, of course, when President Bush was asked by Tim Russert about Skull and Bones Society, he said, "Oh, it's so secret I can't discuss it." Well, let me tell you, this is not a college fraternity. This is a lifelong commitment to another God. And this is really what it's all about, and this is what energizes the people who control our government today, is this commitment to another God. They can talk about Christianity, but what Christ do they worship? And, of course, there are those who believe in another God. And until you understand these ancient beliefs of the ancient mystery religions, you can't understand anything going on, which is why my talk on the forbidden secret is so important. You must understand this dualism that is out there. And when people say they worship the Christ or Christ, you have to ask, well, what Jesus Christ are you worshiping? And you never judge a person by what they say with their lips. You see what they do with their hands. There is a move for a dictatorship in America. It began with the Patriot Act, which was brought about immediately after the September 11, 2001 attack, and then the Office of Homeland Security, on the fact that they were going to begin collecting dossiers on every American citizen under something known as Total Awareness Program, and Congress told them to stop doing it. But they have continued doing it. Those of you who haven't seen the DARPA web's logo need to get it. It's included in my syllabus that comes with the talk on the forbidden secret. And there you see this picture, this circle that contains the pyramid with the all-seeing eye staring out over the world. This is the symbol of the ancient mystery religions. Why would one of our government agencies having to do with watching and the American citizens use that as a logo. Now, they pulled it down off the website, so you can't get it there, but we have pictures in our forbidden secret syllabus. We need to get the talk of the syllabus. We'll be back in just a moment here. As Radio WCBN.
With Destiny Lending, manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wides, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to have open lines the rest of this hour. So if you'd like to give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And there have been other attempts to declare a dictatorship in America back in 1933-34. There was an attempt. It was an attempt to get Major General Smedley Butler, who was the most highly decorated and revered Marine general at the time, to lead a march of 500,000 veterans on the White House and seize the White House. And this was a very well-financed plot by about 24 very wealthy people led by Thomas Lamont of J.P. Morgan and Company, but also, of course, one of the men involved was a man named Prescott Bush, who later became Senator Prescott Bush, who was involved with the financing of Hitler not only before but during the Second World War, who is the grandfather of our current president, the President of the United States, and the father of George Herbert Walker Bush. And but, you see, nobody ever talks about the plot to seize the White House in the 1940s, 1930s, and then there was another plot during the, and incidentally, that the story is told in a book called The Plot to Seize the White House. You can look it up on Google. The Plot to Seize the White House. We have copies of the book. It's out of print now, but I've read it, and it's no question at all. There were Senate hearings, but pressure was put on the senators and the media to conceal the fact there was a plan for a dictatorship in America during the Roosevelt years. And then there was another plot during the Nixon years, and that's covering the book we do carry called The New World Order by William Still. And William's father was with the military, and he was approached during the Nixon administration and asked if the military would go along with the idea of creating a dictatorship in America. Richard Nixon was under pressure because the Rockefellers were already running things then as they run it now. Richard Nixon was supposed to have appointed Nelson Rockefeller to be vice president. After they got Spiro Agnew out of office, they trumped up charges against the vice president of the United States, and they were all trumped up charges. And they got various people and told them, we'll send you to prison unless you testify against Spiro Agnew. They wanted to get out Spiro Agnew, bring in Nelson Rockefeller, then they get rid of Nixon, and Nelson Rockefeller would be president. He wanted to be president. In fact, Nelson Rockefeller even wrote a book saying, I never wanted to be a vice president of anything. And that's true. The Rockefellers have always wanted to control our government, and if they didn't do it themselves, they did it through their proxies. The Trilateral Commission, organized in 1973. Since then, either every president or their vice president has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. Would that just happen by accident? Do you honestly believe that over a period spanning back to 1976, when the first president, Jimmy Carter, member of the Trilateral Commission, was put in office, and since then, either every president or their vice president has come from the 100 to 125 members of this little elite organization controlled by David Rockefeller. Well, I mean, you can go back to the time of Nixon. The Rockefellers were out to get Nixon, no question. He had failed to carry out his orders and put Nelson Rockefeller in as vice president. Instead, Nixon chose Gerald Ford, and of course that marked his doom. Of course, he was doomed either way. He would have been destroyed if he'd put Nelson Rockefeller in. He'd be destroyed if he didn't put Nelson Rockefeller in. At least he did what he felt was right. He put in Gerald Ford. When Gerald Ford became president, who do you think he picked as his vice president? Why, Nelson Rockefeller. And immediately there was an assassination attempt on Gerald Ford, which fortunately failed, and Nelson Rockefeller, brokenhearted, never became the president of the United States. Well, be that as it may, the military wouldn't go along with Richard Nixon, and of course then, as you know, he faced impeachment and resigned from the presidency. Well, the current president has put in a number of things in preparation for a dictatorship. And you have to only go back to the 1930s, the War Powers Act that was put into power at that time under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was a blueprint for dictatorship, and we have things written by Senator Mathias and I think it's Frank Church. Anyway, you can get them from us in the 1970s. Two senators put out a report talking about how we were operating under that under this military law at that time, and it's been renewed ever since then, so that they can have a dictatorship anytime they want to. Long-range planning, because there is a cosmic clock, and we're following it specifically. So, but as soon as, shortly after President, we have the September 11th attack. Now, we were told it was led by Osama bin Laden, and we've been told repeatedly they were going to show us the evidence of that so we would know. And they even showed us a clip of Osama bin Laden admitting that he had done, that he was responsible for the September 11th attack. And you can see that on the DVD we're carrying, put out by Dave Kleist, which is called the Ripple Effect, the Ripple Effect. And you really need to look at that, because when you look at this man, first of all, who we're told is Osama bin Laden, it isn't Osama bin Laden. I mean, he's got a turban and a beard, but lots of people over there have a turban and a beard. He has a entirely different facial features. Face is much fuller, a different type of nose. And he's speaking in Arabic, and we can't say, understand a word, but they tell us what he's saying. You know, oh, we did this. How do we know when it's all put on for us? It was shown on every television station in America, put out by the CIA to convince the American people Osama bin Laden was responsible for the September 11th attack. But if you watch the buildings come down and think about it and hear the stories of the explosions in the buildings, some of them even before the planes hit above, explosions in the basement, and if you haven't heard those stories, we have them in my four-tape set or four-CD set. Why did the buildings come down? Why did the buildings come down? That's a very important tape or CD set. I believe that the Ripple Effect put on by Dave Van Kleist is important. We carry that as well. It's a DVD. But if all you need to do is ask yourself, what happened to those 1,100 buildings that disappeared that morning? 1,100 buildings have never been found. If the buildings pancaked, the bodies would have been squashed and have been there. They just disappeared. They were vaporized. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
American Freedom Network, our telephone number 970-689-8255. Was Osama bin Laden involved in the 9/11 attack? Well, I only ask you to go onto the internet, Google in FBI, 10 Most Wanted Men. There you'll get the page of Osama bin Laden, and find the FBI doesn't believe he was involved in the September 11th attack. That is not why he's wanted. They don't mention it. And the FBI to this day doesn't believe Osama bin Laden was involved, then should you believe it? Well, if Osama bin Laden wasn't involved, and if you see Building 7 come down, you know it was a controlled demolition, because the roof of the building caves in the middle, which is, of course, means that the supports in the middle of the building were taken out, so it would collapse inward on itself rather than collapsing outward when the base was destroyed. Controlled demolition, that was not Osama bin Laden, meaning the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, the coming war with Iran was always manipulated. It means that the Patriot Act and the Office of Homeland Security Act and the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act and the $375 million that's given to Halliburton every year to stand by building prison camps and the refurbishing of the Japanese concentration camps used during the Second World War, and the executive orders that Ed Griffin was just talking about, the previous presidential directives, Homeland Security and National Security that were issued on May 9th, which of course were to give the president permission to declare a dictatorship any time he wanted to. All of these were unnecessary. And I believe everything is in place for a dictatorship in America. Are you concerned? Because once it's here, why, it will never be reversed. And the fact that they have done away with the Posse Comitatus Act so they can use the American military, which is not trained for police work. The American military is trained to kill people. To kill people and, of course, to destroy things. That's what the military is for, not for police work. The fact that the military now can be used against the American people, not only that, but their plans to have special forces teams operating in America. They have certainly a new military command that will take over. Everything is in place. Are you concerned? You need to get this information out. You need to get a copy of this program from the American Freedom Network. Get material from Radio Liberty, and we'll be doing a newsletter on this very, very soon, where we just list all of these things, and we will make all of the executive orders available in a syllabus, and really most of what we have told you today. But this is a good summary, and I echo Ed Griffin's remarks. People will tell you, oh, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, you can interpret this most recent executive order, you know, any way you want to. It doesn't really say that, but what does it say? And how can they misinterpret it? And if they didn't tell the truth about torture, and of course they tortured Padilla, for 3 years in solitary confinement, and now they're trying to convince him on fraudulent charges. Initially, remember, he was involved in the dirty bomb, and then they told us they tried him in the newspapers. And then, of course, when he came to trial, none of those things were brought up. Why? Oh, we can't let Osama bin Laden know the evidence we have against Padilla. After all, in the name of national security, we can't put out the source of our evidence. But we know this man's guilty, and we're going to put him in jail forever. And if they can do that to Padilla, an American citizen, whether you like Padilla or not, they can do it to anybody they want to. And according to the Military Commission Act, anybody who is named as a potential terrorist can be put in prison. Now, it is supposedly only for those who are non-citizens. But how would you prove you're a citizen when you're in prison and you have no right of habeas corpus and there can be no judicial review? Because that's what it says. And then, of course, what happens if the government doesn't obey the law? And we find time and again They knowingly have sent innocent people to prison. The FBI has been complicit in this. Over this last week, we learned that four people from the mafia were sent to prison for 30 years based upon contrived testimony. The government has been asked to pay $100 million in compensation for what the FBI did. And if they would knowingly send innocent people to prison 30 years ago, what would they do today? Captain Jeffrey McDonald has been in prison. Why? Why? Because, of course, a satanic cult killed his family, and that fact has been suppressed. If we recently saw the recent, I think it was 48 hours analysis of this. They kept talking about the hippies, never mentioning it was a satanic cult. And the reason McDonald had to be in prison is because if it came out, the truth came out, there really are satanic cults in America that are covered up by our government. That was the story of the Southern Sam killers. That was the story of the Charles Manson killers. And they were all parts of satanic cults. And you're not to understand the satanic forces that are working at the highest levels of our government. If you haven't read the book yet, Satanic Crimes by William H. Kennedy, you need to get it. You need to get our material on the four-tape or four-CD set on satanic crimes. You need to get this information and help us to get it out. We are involved in a spiritual battle in behind what is going on politically and the move towards a dictatorship in America. Our powerful spiritual forces, and just as at the times of Adolf Hitler, what really motivated Hitler was the occult forces, the demonic forces, the fact he was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and kept a copy of the secret doctrine, her secret writings at his bedside, and read it regularly. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Thank you.
Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and we have about 60 different outlets every week. Honored to have the American Freedom Network as one of them. What we do, of course, satellite and internet and regular radio, where we have to pay for the radio time and shortwave, and it's all expensive. And if you'd like to become part of our team and help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can join the Tape of the Month Club, and you'll get the 4 best tapes or CDs of the month in our monthly newsletter. Subscribe to the letter, whatever you'd like to do. If you're in a position to help, we'd appreciate it. Then, of course, we want to mention our 4-tape set on the Military Commission Act, 4-tape or 4-CD set on that. We think it's well worthwhile. And certainly, we are moving towards a dictatorship. We have the videos of concentration camps. We have a 4-tape set on concentration camps. We have a concentration camp special where you'll actually see Congressman Henry Gonzalez talking about the concentration camps, that they're here, and the plan, in case of a national emergency, is to round up American citizens and put them in concentration camps. But you see, they don't want the American people to know. And behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. We have, of course, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you have not seen it, you need to. You also need to see our talk, more recent talk, on the forbidden, the secret, which comes with the syllabus. Of course, Brotherhood of Darkness comes with the book. You need to understand the forces behind what's going on. If you have not yet seen the award-winning DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning by Chris Pinto, or the second of the series, Riddles in Stone. Now, I happen to be in both of them. Little short segments there, unimportant to the overall text, but what these basically show is there's been a plan for 200 years or more, going really back to the secret societies that existed in Great Britain in during the 1600s, to use America's power and wealth to bring about a world government. And that's why we're fighting in the Middle East. We're not fighting for democracy. We're financing dictatorships throughout the world. I mean, certainly we're solidly behind Saudi Arabia, which is a dictatorship. We're helping to keep Mubarak in power in Egypt. They don't allow any opposition. And we back dictatorships everywhere. Well, you need to get the information. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. America is at war. Today.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Radio Network, I'm Hope Duggar. Vice President Cheney says he expects a September report on the war in Iraq to show significant progress. That's more than what President Bush has been willing to say about the report. Cheney tells CNN's Larry King that from what he's heard, the current U.S. military plan in Iraq is producing results. The Army has censured a retired three-star general for the fallout following the 2004 friendly fire death of Army Ranger Pat Tillman in Afghanistan. Lieutenant General Philip Kinsinger could face a reduction of rank for what the Army calls a perfect storm of mistakes, misjudgments, and a failure of leadership. A study finds children in some Army families are at risk for abuse and neglect by their mothers when their fathers are away at war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Army officials say the Pentagon-funded study confirms what they've seen at large military bases for nearly 2 years. Florida's optical scan voting machines are getting a vote of no.